The new advocacy group calls itself Cuba Now. It is running ads this week inside Washington, D.C., urging President Obama and Congress to, quote, stop waiting and allow Americans more economic engagement with Cuba as a way to help democratize the island. According to surveys, their approach is favored by most younger Cuban Americans. Among them is Cuba Now's executive director, Rick Herrero, a 36-year-old Miami lawyer.
Cuba Now is made up primarily of folks who have all lived their entire lives under our isolationist policy towards Cuba and have seen it bear zero results.
Herrero says Cuba Now is funded by private individual donors. It calls for allowing more U.S. travel to Cuba, and it endorses U.S. investment in the growing number of private businesses there. Numerous other U.S. organizations, including the America Society Council of the Americas last week, recommend similar measures. Says Herrero,
the only policy changes that I have seen that have had some positive effect on the island is expansion of travel, family travel, of people-to-people travel, of remittances.
Cuba Now also calls for pressuring Cuba on human rights. But opponents of more open engagement insist any investment in Cuba simply aids the communist dictatorship. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.